Before we close, Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 23. If you'd like to read with us, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 23. I'm glad for the presence of the Lord that I've already experienced and felt in this service. Amen. I got up this morning, felt like the Lord wanted to do some special things here today. I believe he's already begun to work, and to do that, amen, God can move and God can help. Just this past week, I heard a sister testify. I didn't even know she had got this deliverance. Last year when we were preaching at Granite City camp meeting, I felt one day to have a prayer line. And anyway, we did. The preachers all gathered around. People began to come forward for prayer. And most of you know Brother and Sister Gallagher, Clifton Gallagher, and his good wife. And she is having trouble with her knees. And she had one that was in really bad condition. And she come up, went through the prayer line that day, and the Lord had instantly healed her. I didn't know about it until this year, a year later. Of course, that put it to the test. Because a year later, she stood and testified that she got healed the year before and was still healed. I say, thank God for the healing power of the Lord. Amen. That caused me to focus, amen, on these scripture today and just read just a little bit. Try not to hold you. I know the noon hour is coming on quickly. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 23. And the scripture said, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. Amen. And he healed them. Thank God you can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm glad, amen, for the power of the Lord. Jesus went into this region of Galilee, and he began to preach the gospel of the kingdom. As he preached the gospel of the kingdom unto these people, faith began to rise in their heart. People began to have confidence in what God can do for them. Amen. As he preached unto them and faith come alive, amen, people started getting healed of all manner of sicknesses, of all manner of disease among the people. Praise God. Those that were taken with diseases and torments, amen, tormenting diseases, he healed. Amen. Those that were possessed with devils, he loosed. Those that had lost their minds, he gave them their mind back. Hallelujah. Amen. Those that were crippled up with palsy, he healed them. Amen. There's all sorts of scriptures that you could go to, one right after another, where the power of the Lord was present to heal, and God moved and touched in their lives. I say, what a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Lord we serve. Amen. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. Amen. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. But I'm glad he's right here today, and I'm glad he knows what we need, and he knows how to help in our time of need, and he knows how to touch us in the time of need. I know there's some that's already moved out and came reaching out in faith this morning for what they needed. But if you're here today and you haven't stepped out yet, I want you to know there's a God in heaven that's able to help you, but he's not just in heaven. His spirit is among us. The Holy Ghost power is among us. Amen. The presence of the Lord is among us. Can somebody say amen today? In the book of Matthew, chapter number 12, and verse number 9, the Bible says, and when he departed thence, he went into their synagogue, and there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, in other words, asking Jesus, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Amen. And Jesus said to the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it forth, and the Bible said it was restored whole like unto the other. Amen. The Bible said the Pharisees went out after that, and they held counsel how that they might come against Jesus and destroy him. But when he knew it, he withdrew himself from the multitudes. Amen. But the Bible said that they came to him Amen. And then it said he healed them all. When I read this, I thought about the one man that got healed, and the Lord worked through him to build faith in the hearts of others. Amen. That they could also be healed, and many people were healed and touched by the power of God. Divine healing is part, amen, of what God has for his people. Amen. Salvation is offered unto all men freely. It's given. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. And I'm so glad for the great salvation of God. But I am also glad for the deliverance of the Lord and how he moves in people's lives, how he pulls them from the pit, amen, of discouragement and despondency, amen, and he restores them and brings them back, amen, to a place of encouragement and confidence and help. Hallelujah. I just felt like I needed to come and encourage somebody this morning, amen, that the Lord can move for you, that the Lord can help you, that the Lord can touch you. I know we all know people that's been healed by the power of God, and we all know people, amen, that the Lord chose not to heal them, and the Lord took them to be at home with him. Amen. But that doesn't take away from the fact, amen, that stripes was laid upon his back for the healing of our infirmity, for our deliverance. Praise God. How many would like to see, amen, more divine deliverance wrought in the house of God? I believe it's for us, church. I believe it's for us. And God wants it manifested in the midst. Amen. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 15 that great multitudes came to him. Amen. And as they came, they brought unto him the lame, the blind, the dumb, the maimed. Amen. And many others that were sick, and they cast them at Jesus' feet. Well, the best place anybody can go, amen, when they got a need is to go to the Lord. And the Bible said, insomuch when they brought these people and the Lord wrought deliverance in their lives, that the Bible said, insomuch that the people wondered. Amen. In other words, they were in amazement when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed be made whole, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified God. Amen. I'm desiring, amen, that outpouring of God's Spirit of divine deliverance and working in our midst, aren't you? I'm glad for the healings we see, for the deliverances that are wrought that we experience. Amen. But I believe God, amen, his will is to manifest himself even more in our midst. What's it take? It takes a childlike faith. It takes believing God. It takes accepting his word. Without faith, it's impossible to believe God or to receive from God. Amen. Friend, when you come, come in faith. If you're not going to come in faith, amen, you need to come in this sense, as the man that one time said when he prayed to the Lord, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Amen. Confess where you're at with it, but have confidence in God. I've got confidence in God today that he's able to do, amen, above that which we can think or ask exceedingly. Amen. Way beyond it. I believe the power of God, hallelujah, is for us. The path that Jesus walked was a path of divine healing and deliverance. Praise God. I'm serving the same Lord today that walked the earth in those days. I'm serving the same Christ now that healed people then. He's the same one that can heal people now. Amen. I believe sometimes we're living below our privilege. As children of God, he wants us to come to him. He's a loving Lord. He's a caring Lord. And he has the power to help us. And somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for the deliverance of the Lord. Praise God. It doesn't matter what the situation is. I remember some years ago, amen, there was a young woman that couldn't have children for several years. Her and her husband, amen, had made attempts and not been able to have children. But anyway, I was ministering at a church, not where she was at, but where one of her kin folks was. Amen. And this lady that knew about Sister Pam's situation came and stood in line for her in a time of prayer. Amen. As we were praying for her, amen, the Lord began to speak through us and to tell the lady that God was going to move on their behalf and an answer to prayer was going to be given. She took a hold of that and then by faith and then told, amen, this lady, Sister Pam, amen, what had been said. Amen. Just a short time later, she was expecting, amen, and they had a son. God answered prayer. Amen. God can intervene. It doesn't matter what it is. Amen. It doesn't matter what it is. God can intervene. God can help. God can change the situation. There's an old song they used to sing years ago. Amen. I remember it at Calvary Temple. They used to sing this little song and said, if you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you got to do is trust and pray. Just believe. Amen. Believe. Anybody remember that old song? Maybe some of you do, but I'll tell you, it's more than a song. It's a promise. Amen. It's a promise. Amen. The old prophet of old said, by his stripes ye are healed. Amen. The New Testament preacher by the name of the Apostle Peter, he said, by his stripes ye were healed. One looking ahead, amen, to the promise, and one looking back, amen, that it already had been. Praise be to God. If you're sick in sin today and sick of sin, you can come to this altar. You can call on the Lord and you can get healed of that sin sickness and walk out of here a changed individual. Amen. If you come in this morning and you got a burden on your heart and you need a lift in your soul, there's a healer in the house that can lift that load. This preacher can't do it all, but I'm telling you about the man that can. Amen. He's the one that can touch. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe God today? Does anybody believe he can do it? Hallelujah. I believe you do, and I believe he can, and I believe he will. I don't know who I'm preaching yet here today. Many has already responded as they were being drawn by the Spirit, but I felt pushed in my spirit this morning while in prayer, amen, to encourage, amen, you that are struggling with something that you've been battling with, amen, to step out and come in faith and look and believe God for deliverance. Hallelujah. It don't have to be an emotional experience. All it has to be is an experience of faith. You believe in God. You trust in God. God can still do it. Does anybody believe he still can? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever faith is present, all things is possible. Sister Gail, come. Wherever people believe, they can receive. Wherever people take hold of hope, amen, praise God, they can receive and clinch the victory of that hope. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I felt in my spirit this morning, God wanted to speak to a heart, tell you he's still able. He's still able. Amen. Could you stand here? I said I wouldn't preach long. I'm not. I feel more pushed to this point. Amen. Of somebody getting help here today. Amen. If you're here unsaved, come and pray. You're here a backslider, come home to the Lord. Find healing for your soul. But if you're here in need, amen, in body or in spirit, you're troubled in mind. Oh, God. If you're troubled in mind, the deliverance of the Lord is present and the power of the Lord is here to help you. Amen. I believe if you'll step out in faith without hesitation, God can move on your part. Amen. Church, we still believe in divine deliverance? Have I got any amens today? We still believe in divine deliverance. Amen. Praise God. Well, if you believe in it and you need it, amen, then step out and come before the Lord expecting to receive. I'm going to ask Brother Holt and Brother Webb if they would to come. Brother Jerry, if they would to come. Amen. Brother Mike Wombles, if he would to come. Other preachers, amen, that'd like to come in this morning. Gather around the front here. We're going to pray for some folks. We're going to believe God for some folks. We're going to look for deliverance to be wrought, victories to be won. right here around this altar, church. I need a praying church right now. I need a praying church right now. Brother Joe stepped out and come. Is there another? You need help. You need deliverance. Come and find you a place to stand. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Praise God. Brothers, begin to pray for these this morning. Church, begin to pray. God knows what it is. God knows what to do. My God, I feel your spirit. God, I feel your power. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus today, God, we pray. Lord,